God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 12. And verse 31, he said, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Covet earnestly the best gifts. That's strong language, isn't it? Covet earnestly. Skip down to the 14th chapter. Verse 1, 14:1, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Desire spiritual gifts, he said. Skip down to verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, one of the manifestations of the Spirit, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Did the Lord tell us to desire and covet earnestly these things? Well, if he tells us to do that, what should we do? Then we should be coveting these things. Are we? Well, we're getting there. But, we've taught on these things before in this church. But I think we'd have to admit our passion and desire for the gifts of the Spirit has left a lot to be desired. And we're stronger than lots. A lot of folk don't even believe in them. Much less desire them. They teach that they've all passed away. Well, then they're certainly not desiring them. Well, if the Lord says, covet this, earnestly desire this, doesn't he know what's important? Doesn't he know what we ought to desire and want the most in life right now? Yes. Well, he could have told us any number of other things to covet and earnestly desire, but this is what he told us. Covet earnestly the best gifts. Said out loud by faith, whether you feel like it or not, said out loud, I desire the gifts of the Spirit. I covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit. I'm hungry for more of the Holy Spirit. Now, is it so that there's a connection between having a greater hunger for these things and experiencing more of them? Yes. We've seen it already. And why would he tell us to desire something that it wasn't his will to give us? He must be longing to manifest more right in our midst. But having an issue of many who don't care. Churches and groups and families and ministers and Christians that just don't care. Not interested. Not hungry. Somebody said, well, why don't he's God? Why don't he just do it anyway? That's not how he works. I said, that's not how he works. Well, he's God. If it's not his will that any should be lost, and he's all powerful, why don't he just see to it that they're saved? That's not who he is. He's not going to make any of us receive him. He's not going to force any of us to desire his precious things and yield to his Holy Spirit. He responds to those who hunger and thirst after him. What did he say? If you draw near unto me, I'll draw. Well, what if you don't care? Those that hunger and thirst after his right things. Well, what about those who don't care? That he's not going to push these precious things off on people who are too preoccupied with the world and don't care about them. The Holy Spirit manifests himself more where he is respected and desired more. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we can initiate more of the manifestations of the Spirit just by desiring them more. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, then what would we be waiting on? I think we ought to get a fire under ourselves, hungering and desiring the gifts of the Spirit. Let's read about them again. You know, when you hunger for something, you keep wanting to read about it. You keep wanting to look at the pictures. When you really want something, you look at that brochure 45 times. Huh? You saved that website page so you can go back and look at it real quick. You've memorized the numbers and specs on it. Well, there's something we should desire more than cars and jewelry and houses and clothes and stuff. And it's this. We are to be hungry, hungry for the gifts of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And it's not surprising, it shouldn't be, I guess, to us that most of the church is the most ignorant about what the Lord said he didn't want us to be ignorant of. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God, which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Who can expect manifestations of the Spirit in their life? Who? Every one of us? Is it true? Every one of us can and should hunger and desire and expect manifestations. I mean, it wouldn't be fair to write to the church at Corinth and to all of us and say, covet earnestly the best gifts, but only a few of you is going to get used. That doesn't work. He's not going to tell us to covet something we can't have. Now, keep reading. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man, there it is again, every man, severally or individually, as he will. We just got through reading these 9 manifestations of the Spirit. Do we desire them?
Yes.
This is what he told us to covet earnestly.
Yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we long for these?
Yes, sir.
More than any material thing we know about.
More.
We want these. We're hungry for these.
Yes.
Look at it. Read them again. Say it out loud. I'm hungry
for the word of wisdom.
I want the word of wisdom.
I want the word of
knowledge.
I want faith.
And the gifts of healing.
And the working of miracles.
And prophecy.
And discerning of spirits.
Divers kinds of tongues.
Interpretation of tongues.
I'm hungry for these. These are precious in my eyes. I desire them,
greatly.
Greatly.
Hallelujah.
Greatly. Now, let's read Acts, the whole book. Let's read it and let's look for word of wisdom in the book of Acts. Let's look for gifts of healings in the book of Acts. Let's look for working of miracles, prophecy, tongues and interpret. Look for it. How many know that the book of Acts is the beginning of the same church we're a part of? We got the same Jesus they had and have. Right? They still exist. They're just not on the earth anymore. We got the same gospel. We preach exactly the same gospel they preached in the book of Acts. Same name above all names. Same Holy Spirit. Same Great Commission. Same church. Then the pages of our lives and our ministries ought to read like this. And how many would acknowledge these pages in the book of Acts are filled with the supernatural? The supernatural. Miracles of healing, deliverance. Now you got whole seminaries and universities that have watered all this down and said, well, that was the first apostles and God did some special things in those days. But now that we've got the full canon of scripture, all that's passed away and we don't need that anymore. And why would they say it? Because they don't have it anymore. They don't have it anymore, and instead of longing for it, they just make excuses why we don't have it and try to tell us it's okay not to have it. But no, we're supposed to have the very same manifestations in our life. We're supposed to have the move of the Spirit. People are supposed to be getting revelations. People are supposed to be having tongues and interpretation of tongues. There's supposed to be prophecies coming forth. There's supposed to be manifestations of faith and healing and miracles. We've tasted of it a little bit. We've had some here and some there, just a little. But how many believe God wants a full flow? A full flow now, here, in this time, in our churches, in our lives. Where does it start? Huh? It starts, we've already begun. It starts with you and me getting hungry. Getting hungry. I've heard people say, well, before every move of God, there was prayer. And that's true. But let me tell you something that was before prayer. Hunger. Why did the people start praying? What was getting them up out of bed in the middle of the night and praying for 2 and 3 hours? What was getting them praying in the afternoon instead of watching 4 hours of TV? What was doing it? You get hungrier for this than you are for the world.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304G. That's R1304G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.